The following podcast contains adult subject matter. Listener discretion is advised.
From where you can get no pizza if you're a tiny dog, you're listening to Thinking Outside the Long Box with Juan, Gabe, Tim, Doyle, Ashton, Mel, and probably a bunch of other people that put in their 2 cents even though they weren't asked.
So continuing, like, Watchmen the movie, probably not as pivotal of a comic book movie as they would have wanted it to be, but still, super, super solid movie. It's entertaining.
I will never understand why it catches so much hate that it does. In my opinion, it's just as good a superhero movie as literally anything else that's out there.
It just, they changed.
It's a subject matter. It's not. And it's not the film. I think is actually better than most superhero movies that are out there.
That's how I feel about it, especially for DC.
Same with V for Vendetta.
Most people don't want to watch that kind of movie, though.
Yeah.
Same with V for Vendetta, though. It's an excellent movie based on an amazing comic book that a lot of people in our circle of friends probably like, but did not get a lot of love from regular, just average people. You know.
Yeah. I don't think I've ever seen it.
Really?
I don't think so. No, Watchmen.
Oh, I was like, equal to me. It's weird.
No, V for Vendetta we watched as a group.
As a pop
I was
going to
say,
classic.
That was a PCC,
There was very many stabbies.
I was like,
there
did you lie?
There are a lot of stabbings in that movie.
I was like, did you lie during that episode?
Fibber.
It is a really good movie.
Like
then follow up to that before Watchmen in comic books kind of fell.
Yeah, because they were all horrible.
And then after that was... What are they doing?
Doomsday Clock is happening right now.
That's been happening forever, hasn't it?
So. It shouldn't still be happening, but it
but
is.
But it is, yeah.
It was supposed to be a weekly, then it went bi-weekly, and then it went like monthly, right?
It is very good, though.
It's like they just kept pushing it and pushing it back.
Genuinely, this TV show is really interesting. So, temporally, it takes place after the... first comic book.
Yes.
It doesn't take place after the movie. It is not a show that ties into the movie. It's a show that ties into the book.
Yeah.
Which I find really interesting.
What I've enjoyed about that is that it's one of the first things to come along where if you didn't know about the Tulsa race riot, or if you don't know why squid are raining out of the sky, like a lot of people are apparently going out and finding...
I don't know why.
Finding the... Yeah, I had to explain it to Mel, I had to explain it to Alicia. Like, a lot of people are going out and getting the collected Watchmen series and reading it because they're like...
I will not do that. I'll just Google it.
Good enough. But point is...
That's
is
good,
like,
though. I like what you're saying.
It's one of the first things to come along that's, like, making people, like, oh, I don't know what's happening, but this is really cool, so I should probably go read the source material. And that seems to be happening.
That's not something that happens very often with comic books.
Right.
Or
right
ever.
Now.
Especially, well, the movies and shows, no.
Yeah, they're not driving people into the
comic. Well, none of those actors or actresses are doing their...
anything.
I don't want to say their job because they probably weren't paid to do that. Because,
like, if you watch, like, the first episode of Daredevil, they give you the origin story. If you watch the first, like, 3 episodes of Luke Cage, you get the origin story. But if you watch the first episode of Watchmen, you don't know what the fuck is happening. You're like, there's people in masks, a cop gets shot.
Kind of get her origin story, but not much more.
I watched both episodes,
cop, but
Johnson,
like chief.
Right? That's Don Johnson.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
Okay.
I felt like that was a mistake.
Jeremy but like police
Irons
chief.
In it.
Yeah.
So I watched both episodes.
I've only seen the first one.
And I was thoroughly confused because I don't know anything. I think if that's the thing that they want you to do is go read the book or whatever for that, they should probably mention that somewhere or be like, hey, for a backstory, check this out.
No, I think they're going to explain it eventually.
They will, and they might, but I'm to the point where I like it. I liked the 2 episodes, but I don't know if I'll continue it because I'm thoroughly don't have any idea what's
so
going on.
So one thing that I wonder, because we don't watch it like on HBO, right? Like, I'm watching it on
HBO. Yeah, you don't watch it on HBO.
But I'm saying, like, maybe you're, like, when
you... He watches on my HBO Now account. We are watching it legally.
Like, when you TiVo it, maybe, like, at the end of the episode, they're doing, for more information about Watchmen, go pick up, you know, the blah, blah, blah.
They're not.
You don't know that.
And
I think there was something that came out a while back, and it was like, the series does take place X amount of time after the comic book.
Like, they're also pushing.
That's what
every,
I thought. Yeah, like time has
every
passed.
Weird thing off on Dr. Manhattan right now.
Yeah,
but I think they're going to explain it because multiple times in the first two episodes
they show him.
They're
doing
just like
some
he's
stuff.
Weird and weird shit's happening and Dr. Manhattan's
no
on
idea
Mars.
Why? Yeah.
I knew I heard that and I didn't. Yeah. I read once I because again I didn't know anything about it, so I always go and I read reviews and I go and I read about the show. And apparently a lot, it lost like 40,000 from people from the first episode to the second episode. And there is a lot of flack about turning Rorschach into a white supremacist, apparently.
They didn't turn Rorschach into
that's,
a white
that's what
there's
a lot of people are
just
yeah. kind of played off of it.
That have twisted Rorschach's words into
yeah.
that.
And that's kind of what I kind of felt like he was, because I don't know anything about Rorschach.
Well, right.
So Rorschach it felt like he was a white supremacist to
Rorschach
me.
Rorschach is not a character that should be idolized. He's a badass in the comics, but he's also a total piece of shit human being as well. Like, his whole credo and outlook,
right.
like, he says and believes
on the
in
most
some fairly
part
horrible things.
Is on the better side of things.
True. But he
but
is kind of horrible.
Will kill you
yeah.
when you probably didn't deserve to be killed.
For me,
like,
the takeaway for
not a great guy.
No,
for me, the takeaway for the first two episodes is there are a bunch of racists trying to kill cops.
Yes,
that's it. That's all I know.
Yes,
like, and that's annoying to me because I don't know anything else about any of these other fucking people. Yeah. Jeremy Irons is killing people for a play. Like, I don't get that. I just don't understand it. Are they clones?
They've got to be.
Know.
That's one of
the
theories.
Watch the full second episode.
Yeah, I didn't.
They're all the same people.
That's what. So I thought they were,
yeah.
but I just thought that I was wrong because it was the two people were there. So.
I don't know
that they are clones. I guess they could be like aliens or.
So let me ask this: do we know who Jeremy Irons' character is yet?
I don't.
Have they said his name?
Because
I have an idea that he might be Adrian Veidt or adjacent.
I think they've said that he's not that.
I feel like he's.
But I agree with you. That could be likely.
Yeah.
I didn't understand that part. I thought I was seeing things, and then I just didn't understand why he's killing people for this
play. They're definitely all of the same people. Now, how they're all the same people,
yeah,
I don't know.
Because what gave it away to me is when they serve him a cake, and they give him a horseshoe to cut it with instead of a knife, because the guy's like, I don't know.
Yeah, to me it just seems like,
I just thought he was stupid.
He's a thief.
Yeah.
Exactly, like as you copy, the
that
copy
makes
is.
Yeah. So now the more and more we talk about it, that makes a lot more sense.
Shittier.
Yeah, or maybe he's somebody that worked.
Like the sixth day, the ninth, seventh day, whatever that fucking movie's called.
I don't even know.
With Arnold Schwarzenegger.
Oh, it's been a long time since I've seen that movie.
It's like the sixth or seventh day or some shit like that.
Something like that.
So
but I'm just confused. It's hard for me because I don't know
anything.
Anybody
else feel like they just killed the cop way too early on in the TV show?
Kind of.
Yeah, but I think it's going somewhere. So.
And then it's like really
but
this
I mean, like,
old black dude is supposed to have shot him
opinion,
up.
In my opinion, that cop was going to die. You knew he was going to die 15 minutes into the show.
Well, because
he's the only cop showing his face.
Yeah, that's what I was about to say.
But
yeah.
He's also such an amazing actor and good part of the show that I'm like, I don't feel like he had to do it in the first episode.
Well, maybe,
he might not be dead.
He did say it's my grave.
Also, he's
they
dead.
Maybe couldn't
he looked hella dead.
For more than one episode of the show.
Could be.
He might not be.
The reason they think that dude's a white supremacist is because they show that old dude hanging him, and the reason he hung him is because... I think he has, like, family ties back to the KKK, which burns down that dude's, like...
The black guy?
Yeah.
No, they show the black guy's backstory.
Yeah, because...
Yeah,
at the very, very beginning of the first episode.
Yeah.
Second episode.
So I think that's why...
No, it was the first episode.
No, he has his dad's, like... Did you see the whole part where, like, the Nazis are making the flyers? Going, like, why do you love America? America treats you like shit.
It's
here, we'll treat you
awesome. He's
talking
about the second episode.
He has the flyer.
But he's the kid from the first episode, isn't he?
Yeah, he may be, but I'm just saying.
Yeah.
That I think that's less reflective of his point of view today than...
Oh, okay. All right. Well, that makes
sense. Than the war that he fought.
Yeah.
Where he was still a piece of shit.
So quick note, if you're
second
listening on
very
the
good.
Live stream, we would
it.
Love to know what you guys think.
I did watch. I just am confused.
Anything
that's my
having
problem.
To do with Watchmen,
it's
so
not,
hit us up.
It's not straightforward.
It's not.
The Watchmen TV show on HBO or
correct.
The movie or the comic, you know, whatever. It's all relative at this point.
I'm sure. At least that's the hope.
I just don't remember a show going into the third episode where I was as
lost.
Thoroughly confused as I am right now.
Lost.
Lost.
Lost did it on purpose.
First season of American Horror Story. I probably watched four to five episodes.
That doesn't even make sense until you find out that she died originally the first time she tried to commit suicide.
Genuinely, yeah. You get like almost to the end of the series.
Like nine
and you're like,
fucking episodes in.
Oh!
Yeah.
But it's good. It's done well.
Weird.
And Watchmen is the same way. Like, I'm going to keep watching Watchmen until I will be the one who watches the Watchmen.
Watching the Watchmen.
Hashtag watches the Watchmen.
Too much.
When we get home, there will be a new Watchmen.
Oh, nice. So I'll have two episodes of Watchmen to watch.
And a new thing.
Is there a reason why the cops don't, like, uniformly wear the same fucking mask?
I think it has to do with their
rank.
They
do. There just happens to be the weird offshoots.
So I think the yellow mask.
The fucking teddy bear, the guy with the silver mask.
Yeah. So I think the yellow mask guys are just regular police.
Yeah, they
yeah just like beat cops.
With the half masks.
Yeah.
Yeah. I think once you've advanced to a detective, you are then allowed to choose a persona for your detective.
Or maybe sergeant.
And I think it has a lot to do with them trying to fit in with the superheroes so that they blend in.
Yeah.
He's like their accountant. Like,
yeah.
Yeah, because he totally gets that guy killed in the first
episode. I thought he was a bad guy.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I thought he was a bad guy. Yeah, yeah.
He's like, do you got anyone else? Nope, just me.
Do you feel like you're threatened? Well, then you can grab your weapon.
So one thing why does the sheriff not have one?
Why doesn't he have a gun?
No, why doesn't he have a mask?
He has to be like the
because
face.
He's the face. Like, he's the public face of the police.
Yeah.
The very dead face.
Yeah. I don't think he's a sheriff. I think he's like the captain of that that office or
like
unit
chief.
Or whatever.
No, he is the sheriff because it ties together with the very beginning of the episode where the kid is watching the movie and the black sheriff hangs the white sheriff because the
and
white
his,
sheriff
well,
is the evil
There is
one.
A sheriff badge on the ground once
yeah,
he's all
right. Well, what I'm saying is that he's not just like some regular fucking guy. He's the man in charge.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
But I think he... You know what's crazy?
You know what's weird
is
they
did kill him on time because I think that we're like gearing up to find out that he's evil.
The FBI is coming in the next episode and they don't look covered.
Oh yeah, you haven't seen the second one.
Yeah.
They find like a full KKK outfit in his
spoiler.
Whatever. I'm going to watch it later.
In his closet.
So what you're saying is he's just reprising his role from Django Unchained.
Yeah.
Lord.
But honestly, that doesn't even make full sense, though. Because there's a crazy old black guy in a wheelchair.
That straight.
Well, yeah.
No, that gets even weirder.
So where are we at?
I don't want to tell you everything that happened in the second episode.
Okay.
Because we're 12 minutes in now. I can't remember for how long we were recording before.
So let's talk about where we stand on the show, like, kind of in general. For me, so far, just one episode in, this is a big thumbs up. Like, this is super intriguing. Like, very often when I watch TV, the determination of if a show is interesting to me or not is if I turn my phone on and play a game, do I pay attention to the game or the TV? And I was paying attention to the TV, like, the entire time. And that was pretty early this morning, too. Like, it held my attention. I dig it, and I can't wait to watch it. And it definitely makes me want to go grab my copy of Watchmen from the basement and read it again, too.
Yeah. I have mine sitting on my end table right now, because I have to, like, go back and see if I need to reference anything.
Yeah. Like, it definitely, I want to lean into the comic book to find out more about the TV show, which is a really cool feeling, because I haven't had that feeling since, what, like, season two of The Walking Dead or something like that.
He's got a feeling.
Doyle.
I like the show.
Feeling. Lots of feelings.
I think it's walking a good line of, like, there's this shit that you don't know about unless you've read the comic, and also that doesn't really matter.
There are no unknowns,
like, I think they're giving you
and there
just
are unknown
the, so
unknowns.
They're going to explain it later, hopefully. It'd be weird if they never explain anything, but... I do love how everyone in the show is insane.
Do you think that Dr. Manhattan is going to make an appearance?
Absolutely.
He has?
I think he has to.
He has?
TV, they show like him on the TV.
No, but
like,
I mean as a character.
Yeah, he's like making a billion or something.
I think he has to, because they've sold that a lot. They sold that a lot at San Diego, remember?
They talked a lot about him so far, so probably.
I mean, I'm about a thumbs middle right now.
There's another just straight naked guy in the second fucking episode.
Yeah.
I'm all in. And I think what's drawing me in is just like meeting these new characters and trying to figure them out. Like, I'm all in on the guy with the crazy like mirror silver mask that's just a detective.
Dude, that guy's
his
cool
fucking
as fuck.
His character
he's from
is
Oh Brother Where Art Thou.
Yeah. His character is fucking cool as shit.
Dude, when he's in the pod with that dude just like
yeah.
The
he's fucking creepy, dude.
Yeah.
Like, what the fuck is that?
Yeah, like he's killing it for
so
me
are
in
you
that role.
Me?
Or in the car, yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
She's like, "You're a cold motherfucker." And he's like, "Then why are there tears under here?"
What's keeping me is that the action, the characters, you know, what's not keeping me is I don't know anything about what's going on. You know, there's literally almost no backstory to anything that's happening right now unless you've read the comic book. And
see,
that's not a
me,
good way to
But the
do
comic
something.
Book's only going to get you so far because there's a lot of new shit going on.
Other stuff that we watch.
Well, that's why I'm halfway in right now.
We talked about Cloverfield. You liked that about Cloverfield.
Not knowing
what's going on.
We didn't know anything about Cloverfield.
Which one?
There was no backstory.
All of it. There's no backstory to Cloverfield.
They're aliens.
Except for the Slusho. No, not necessarily.
So what's an alien? I think an alien is just something that's not us.
Oh, no. Here come the semantics.
Yes. Technically,
no, we don't know. We don't
several
know
people in here are aliens.
So we don't know if they
I'm
come
from
the ocean.
I'm halfway in or out. I don't know if I'm missing something because I'm not familiar with the
I
background
don't think quite
and that's
yet.
What bothers me.
Oh, you're not. I don't think you're missing any, besides like the where the squid come like which
yeah.
is unimportant.
That's almost the only thing you really need to read the comics about, but reading the comics would help you if they start bringing in more shit and you're gonna be like, that's fucking weird.
Like
that's also fucking weird.
The show that they're watching. They're watching the show that's like the animated superhero whatever it's called. And they show the advertisement for it. All the characters that are in that cartoon are from
yes.
the comic book.
Yeah.
So it's like, not a cartoon, but the real TV show.
Yeah.
American Hero or something like
yeah,
that.
Yeah, whatever. The trailer that they're watching in the first episode is cartoon.
They're the old heroes.
Yeah, they're the old Watchmen. So.
Yeah. But, I mean, again, you don't have to know that. Like, it's not driving the storyline.
I just feel like I feel like I have to. I may not have to. I just feel like I'm missing something.
It will help, but it's not super necessary.
I don't even know what help. I just think it's just background knowledge.
Well, what I'm saying is that if they continue down the road of dropping small Easter eggs like squid raining from the sky or why is there a blue man building an apartment complex on Mars? Like,
to me,
if you've never seen the movie or read the books, you're not going
to
know who the fuck those
to
people
me, it
are.
I felt like that's just a little fun something for people who have read it.
I don't
probably.
Know who Dr.
could be,
McCann
but
is.
On the off chance they build on any of that,
the movie you'd enjoy it.
Yeah,
the movie I think you'd like. I like the movie.
I like the movie a lot.
Yeah, just watch the movie and then pretend you know instead of explosions there's squids
in the
sky.
Fucking in an owl ship, man.
Yeah, that's
the
only movie you'll ever
ship.
See.
The action is fun. The leading lady is.
They
cool
use
as
the
shit.
Owl ship.
Yeah, they do.
I'm excited that somehow this old black dude is her. Spoilers. Her
grandpa.
Like it's, I'm intrigued by some things.
And
I'm just turned off.
He
yeah.
used to be a
things.
Hero of some kind. We find out.
What do you think?
So
the
thumbs middle.
Yes,
I'm thumbs up. Yeah.
How about you, Tim?
I'm thumbs up.
I'm thumbs up too. Like I'm pretty excited about this show.
I feel like you were gonna like it no matter what.
Yeah.
I had a feeling.
I like shows. I like shows like this, and I am a huge Watchmen fan to start out with. So. I like this a lot.
The leading female, whose name I don't remember, is good.
She's
yeah.
a great
She's
actress.
Really good.
All right, so about her, over-under. What do you think the odds are she's going to open the bakery before the end of season one?
Zero. 0%.
Yeah, sure. The bakery's never going to open.
It's going to get
like
blown up or something.
I
don't know.
A lot of shit on her plate, man.
It's too divisive. I feel like that whole building's going to blow up at some or something like that.
What does he want? Some coffee or some shit from there?
I think he's just hanging out. He's like, do you think
well,
I can lift 200 pounds?
But he asked her
pounds?
For something and she doesn't have it. And he's like, oh, some bakery.
Sugar.
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 Yeah. She's usually drinking coffee.
I think the part where she's at the school, like, talking about the bakery, and then she goes into a bit about her past. That,
yeah.
I thought that was a cool
She's
scene.
A badass.
Yeah.
I know.
Yeah.
The whole, all of her character
I feel like she could
so
whip
far
my
is
ass.
Really amazing.
That seems important.
Man. I know for a fact she could whip my ass.
That seems important because it tells you why the police are wearing masks.
It'll kind of bridge
right.
to our next thing when we talk about Dark Fate. But I think, like, this is the good way that TV show and movies do heroin-based, heroin, not the drug, but
female-based
hero slash badass character when it's not, she just is badass
right.
in the show.
Yeah.
Right. And that's sweet.
Yeah.
And being well accepted.
Yes. I feel like I know exactly what you're going to say when it comes to Terminator Dark Fate, because I have.
It's not what I'm saying. It's what actually everybody's saying right now, if you read some of the reviews.
We'll figure it out.
I'm also curious to know. In leading roles.
I'm also curious to know what.
No, let's not talk about that yet, though.
So I'm also curious to know, and I brought this up this morning because I noticed it.
25.
What? What?
She just said.
So, 32. So that woman, the black woman, and her black husband. They have two white children.
It's her partner's kids.
That are we old, sure? That guy that
have
was
you
outside
watched
the
first
door.
Episode?
Yes.
Okay, yeah, we are sure.
Okay.
The guy that was outside, right?
Do you want to tell you more about the second episode?
No, it's
no, okay. It's all right.
Okay.
But as long as you're saying they explain why they have white kids, good enough.
Yes.
I'm not like against it. I'm just like, what's going on here? It's one more thing where I'm like, what's going on here?
In the second episode, they go into the event that led to all the cops wearing masks.
Oh, okay.
And that ties into the children that they have.
Good to know.
White Knight or whatever it's called.
Yes.
I remember Mom brought up, so the little white boy in the classroom says something about something. Red.
Yeah, they don't say.
It's like rhetoric.
They'll explain that too.
Okay. Yeah, they do. Well,
because she's like.
Because I also didn't know what the fuck he said.
Like, you mean reparations?
I was like, it sounds like he's saying reparations, but he's definitely not saying reparations.
No, it's like this. It's like a. Area specific reparations.
Because they called the kid a racist, and I was just wondering, how that.
Yeah. Well, you'll be. It's another one of those things where, like, oh, well, there's clearly more here. I guess we'll have to wait and see.
Redforations, right?
I can't remember exactly.
Redford rations.
Don't worry, Ashton. You'll be okay to watch it all. So.
No, I know. Yeah. I was going to watch it.
He's like, whether you said I was or not.
That happens all the time.
Whether you say yes or no, I'm fucking watching it.
Like, I watched this crazy show and he explains it to me. I'm like, that sounds like pornography, Ash. I'm like, you definitely.
He's like, yeah, that's what I was watching, Dad.
I'm like, you shouldn't tell me about
it. Oh, you mean like that one?
Where all the stupid shit you're doing with your friends and almost getting killed in cars? Knock that off.
White sluts?
Oh,
I thought it was a cultural examination of the difference between
white
and black men.
All right.
So, I say this is getting a pretty good review. Go check out Watchmen.
Mm-hmm.
If you guys have any opinions, feel free to contact us on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, Twitch, YouTube, all the different places. You can find out how to find all of those at
www.google.com.
And you can also join us on our Patreon page, patreon.com/TOTLB. It allows us to do all the different things that we do and have so much fun doing it.
If you have an extra quarter at the end of the day, you too could not. You could donate that.
Yeah, you could donate that.
Yes.
There you go. Yeah. That was a great sentence fragment.
I know. I fucked it up.
With that said, I've been Gabe.
I'm Tim.
I'm Doyle.
I'm Juan.
And the arms
Mel
of
went somewhere
an
else.
Angel.
This has been episode 151 of Thinking Outside the Long Box. Bye.
For
thank you for joining us for this episode of the Thinking Outside the Long Box podcast. Join us on Facebook and Twitter to get behind-the-scenes information for exclusive content and to be notified when new episodes are available. The thoughts and opinions expressed in this podcast are those of the individual and do not necessarily represent or reflect those of the Thinking Outside the Long Box podcast, Barron Space Productions, its partners, or affiliates. The Thinking Outside the Long Box podcast is made available by its creators, Juan, John, and Gabe. The podcast is edited and produced by Juan, and Albie is the co-executive producer. The Thinking Outside the Long Box podcast is a Barron Space production.